Well, I was a sports nut, you know. In high school, I was sketching the athlete, baseball, football, and everything. And I never took art lessons. So when we went into camp, there was no art school, art teacher. If there was one woman there, but she was an Indian, and I don't think she had a class in art at all. And she didn't know how to go about fixing up a class in art class. And I never took art there. So when time came for us to find out a place, look for a school in the outside, I was at disadvantage of not having a background for my college education. I was going to Cal, and Cal had their requirement subject I had taken. I took a little bit of it before they kicked me out of high school. And then we went to camp, there was nothing to follow through on that. It looked good on film and everything that we got out of there, first class to set up and graduate, but I still have a card, report card, and report card is, it got A, B, C, D, and there's more G's than the B's, and it won't get by any requalification for the college. And I was rejected, and I gave up asking for any help. Actually, we had three camps, and camp one had the first choice at communication with the college outside, and camp two and three were following whatever they have left behind, you know. And I never had any counsel or advisor for it to go to school outside. I had to go to school outside on myself with a friend working in a lumber company, getting them. By the time that lumber company had released a lot of people because the war was over, just about over. And the result was they discharged me. But I stayed enough for one semester. But that was just for tuition. I didn't have no place to go, no place to stay. So I did what my father and mother used to do, I guess, when they first came to the United States. They went to work for a house. I was a houseboy. I worked weekday every night, washing dishes and cleaning up the place. And I had a Saturday and Sunday off, fortunately. So I have a place to stay and a little money financed. So I went to art school and trying to get in, but they turned me down, and it was the Cleveland School of Fine Arts, and it was a good school, and I really wanted to get in there. And I got a job at the school there as a janitor, happened to be a janitor. And I guess the janitor liked it to me, and he says, "Well, are you going to be a student here?" And I said, "Yeah, but I can't get in." And what happened? I explained that I came from a camp, no schooling, no background. And then he says, "Yeah, you can draw." I sketched for him, you know. He said, "You can draw. I take you up to the." So he took me to the schoolmaster, right at the time, and he showed him my artwork. And he said, "Well, let's see what you can do with watercolor." You know, watercolor is my favorite. And no problem. I just did whatever he said. And I said, you're in. That's how I got in first semester. In the second semester, I got a, honor student. You're free, I mean, fee is not, you know, scholarship, yeah. And he gave me a scholarship for the second term. And funny thing is that second term, as soon as the second term started, I got a letter from Uncle Sam, you know, Army. He ran out of the camp into another camp, Army camp. And they sent me to Sam. Anyhow, for basic training, took out an outskirt of Cleveland, Indianapolis. And I forgot the name of the fort. But anyhow, we started there and we moved over to Texas, Fort Sam Houston for basic training. And I was the oldest one in the office, I guess, you know, not quite 18 yet, but still I was the oldest. They asked me where I want to go, and I wherever you want to send me, and you go to the medical school. Will you be a dental technician? And I was pretty good at dental technician. Clever with my tooth, you know, making tooth. And the sergeant says, you stick around for about a year here. You'll get a certificate for this school here. And I was happy with that. And then just when that time for me to move, they had another sergeant call me in and says, gave me a book, a Japanese book. He said, read it. I can't read a Japanese book. He said, well, go read the calligraphy, kanji, they call it. I couldn't read north, south, and west, and all that, because I played mahjong, you know. And some of the mahjong thing was strictly Japanese. And he said, well, you speak pretty good Japanese, then. I can't speak anything, hardly anything. You didn't go to school? I said, well, we went to Japanese school. But then it was Japanese school where we go out of the, go inside the door and come out of the window back. So, can't call it a school. But, well, how do you talk with your parents? And I said, well, I have a big argument with my mother every day, you know, arguing. And he said, well, how can you argue with your mother when you can't speak Japanese? And kind of got hooked there, but that's how I learned to speak, communicate with my mother, because otherwise I never would have. I argue with my folks just about everything. And in a way, my mother was kind of glad that I couldn't do that, because she said, you can talk like that, you'll be all right, you know, strict, but understanding. The sergeant said, well, you're fit for in my language school. Sent to Monterey, and he said, you don't like going to Monterey? I said, not necessarily, because it's a school, a hard school, language school, and I'm not qualified for it. But then I go because I from Washington, only Fort Ordon, you know, just about get a ride home every time. And I got by, I cheated, I got by into the classification test, because I had this fellow that stood next to me with a Hawaiian boy that University of Hawaii graduate, but he studied Japanese. and how our Japanese was good, Japanese was similar to Japan. And he shoved his paper over to my side and copied. I just copied. And I thought I was going to write English. I didn't have too much trouble writing. And I later found out that I can't read or write. I mean, I can't read a kind of book, but then when it comes to writing something from the book, I could do that. One of the top class, early graduating class, within 3 months, I was sergeant, book sergeant. They give you a rating, provided you volunteer for a certain amount of time in Japan. Three months, I was book sergeant, sent to Japan, occupation. There's a lot of guys that are kind of surprised, you know, 6 months, 3 months in the army and get a buck private by me and buck sergeant. What a treatment. I mean, you go on a ship, you're a sergeant, and get a good treatment. So that's where I started my occupation. And for 1 year, I was an interpreter, strictly interpreter. And then CIC called me up. I didn't call them up, but they called me up and they're looking for a pretty good linguist for military intelligence, counterintelligence. And I thought it was a pretty good deal. So I went, and I was stationed in Nagano Prefecture, Japan Alps area. It's a hotbed for communists. I stayed at Nagano City and Matsumoto City, biggest city in Nagano Prefecture. Me and my officer and myself. And that only lasted for about half a month, half a year. And then after, I was just alone there. And then until then, all the documents were signed by him. Oh yeah, they asked me to sign it, you know, as a secret agent number in the U.S. So the Army record section should have a pretty good record of myself. I don't know where it is, but then probably at Fort Oliver, that's where they graduate all these CIC boys. They gave me a good treatment after that. They asked me to stick around. They said there'd be officers' qualifications that's coming up. You take that, and we'll give you a whatever you want to go in Japan, Korea. Not Korea, but I'll stay in Japan, you know.